morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Y'all sit down. If you're already not sitting down. Well, it's Sunday morning. Tonight we start our first meeting for the convention. What I'd like you to do between now and tonight is get in a closet somewhere, get in a place alone, and make a decision. Such a very simple decision. You're not going to be the same tomorrow as you are today. The old life that you've been running around in is gone. It's over with. You're going to move forward. If you're in sickness, you're going to walk in health. If you're in fear, you're going to walk with no more fear. If you're in doubt, you're going to walk in faith. If you're in rebellion, you're going to get rid of it and walk in humility. Because God calls you and me and everyone to be His ministers. Jesus told the disciples, go out and make disciples of all nations. Go out teaching all nations. Teaching is what? To make a disciple. A disciple is one who is in training to go forth in the God, in the ministry, in one of the fivefold ministries. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. Nowhere is there a pew warmer. If you're satisfied with being a pew warmer, find another ministry to belong to. Because it's not going to fly in this ministry. This ministry is about bringing people to that place where God wants them to do what God wants them to do. And in order to do that, we have to know nothing. We can't be know-it-alls anymore. We have to assume God knows more than we do. I know that's a big stretch for some of you. But you have to believe that God is smarter than we are. And He knows better than we do. Amen? So let's enjoy the service today. Let's enjoy the music. And let's go forward this week with a new attitude. With a new purpose. Amen? Now, I've walked in hospitals. I've walked in hospital rooms. And people laying there dying got up and were healed. I've seen God move in tremendous ways. And I'm not special. I'm anything but special. And if you all would find the little secret that I found and live by it, every one of you could do the same thing. Every one of you. Because if you are ambassadors for Christ, and you're going to show forth Him to the world, let's do it without flapping the tater traps so much, and show it in power. Paul said, when I came not with excellency of speech, declaring unto you the word of God, but in demonstration and power. And that's what discipleship and ministering in Christ is all about. Amen. Amen. Steve sees me coming, so he turns the mic off. Praise the Lord.
Praise.
Even got a card here that says I'm number two. Amen. Yeah, I was thinking. I usually get in trouble when I think, but this time I think I was thinking something right. I want you to think of for a minute a butterfly. One of the most beautiful butterflies is the monarch butterfly. A beautiful butterfly. Would you all agree with that? Amen. Let it be known for those that are listening by tape, they agreed. And this beautiful butterfly goes and drops an egg. And you can't wait to see this egg hatch. Because you know it's going to look just like that butterfly. And then what happens? The egg hatches and it's an ugly caterpillar. A worm. Time passes. That ugly caterpillar goes through its life, eating and drinking and making itself fat. Until one day an urge hits it. It builds himself a cocoon. And goes inside that cocoon. And for all practical purposes, dies. And time passes. And it's not the only cocoon, because there are thousands of these cocoons. And then, as though a bell strikes, a trumpet blows, they all begin to open. And what emerges are beautiful monarch butterflies. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And at one point he said, let us create man in our image, after our likeness. So God created man after his own image, after his own likeness. Male and female created he them. And he must have really screwed up, because they all come out looking like worms. Didn't look like him at all. See, God looks at things differently than you and I do. We look at the worm, but God looks at the butterfly. When you were born into this life, you're like that caterpillar. And God sees the butterfly. We look at each other, we see a bunch of worms. Ugly worms. Like me. Fat and ugly, and I can't even be fat evenly. I gotta screw it up more ways than one. I'm fat on one side, skinny on the other. What's that do? Can't get any more screwed up than that. I got truck tire on the right and a Volkswagen tire on the left. What can I say? But one of these days I'm going to go in that cocoon. And when I come out of that cocoon, I ain't going to look like this. And it's going to be at the sound of a trump. When all of those in Christ have come up out of the dead in the new bodies that God has for them. And those that yet remain and are alive in Christ shall put off these bodies and put on the incorruptible new bodies. And then we'll see what God saw all along. But you will never see it if you're not willing to go into that cocoon. As long as you're wanting to protect your life, protect your attitudes and protect your thoughts and justify yourself and stand there in your self-righteous ways. You'll never enter that cocoon and come out a butterfly. You'll just stay there and rot. This week, we have an opportunity. And that opportunity is a great opportunity. I'm hoping all will pass through it and come to the place God wants them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.